Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about the United States of Africa. Well, let's go! Yes, friends, hopefully you guys are doing well and are kicking ass. Yes, there's more shit up on nigger shenanigans. Yes, I found some more bullshit about what the darkies are doing. So, yeah, this is gonna be more videos about me talking shit about the darkies. Enjoy! Yes, friends, you can't trust these little niggers because they do all kinds of shit. So if you think you're gonna have fucking a good day with them, you're stupid. But yes, I have a clip of fucking niggers doing some stupid shit. Yes, friends, the niggers are taking these pineapple fucking Kool-Aid jars and they're fucking going to diabetic comas. Yeah, look at this dumb bitch. She's fucking teaching a class how to make these fucking comatose fucking bombs. Yeah, they put you in a fucking diabetic coma. Yes, friends. Maybe this is what I should do. Start making these fucking things and start feeding them to niggers. Yeah, so like that, they'll just go into a diabetic coma and they die. Yes, you don't need a gun to kill them. All you need is a bunch of sugar. Yeah, it's kind of like how you do it with snails and slugs where you dump a bunch of salt on them and they fucking wither and die. But in this case, you're using sugar. Yum, yum, give me some. Yes, friends, time to play some clips, right? Yes, friends, if you have an addiction to whatever it is, just watch other people with addictions and then you tell yourself, gee, do you want to be like these stupid little fucking hominids? No! That's why I'm taking care of my addiction. So whatever your addiction is, porn, masturbation, fucking whatever, man, you get rid of it and you get rid of it fucking hard and fast. Because if you don't, you be like these niggers. So, yeah, do you want to be dumb like a nigger? Enjoy.
So when I tell y'all no other touch, no other flavor,
nobody,
man, when I tell you I'm getting ready to take this all around the world, I don't care who's selling it in what city.
Period.
Yes, friends, these niggers are fucking poisoning you with this liquid death. Yes, do you want to join the fucking dead? Yeah, let's go to the great beyond on a fucking sugar rush. Fucking niggers, the stupid shit that they do. But yeah, remember, friends, they want you to breed with niggers. So, yeah, why don't you create a fucking mutt race? Why not? Enjoy.
I don't care who's selling it and what's it.
My brother says you're going low.
Let me know what this.
Yes, friends, I would fucking put some menthol cigarettes in this shit. Yeah, so you could get all that fucking addictiveness and that fucking pineapple spear bullshit. Yes, and to make it even extra tasty, put some fentanyl in it. Yes, I'm sure George Floyd would love that shit, huh? Yes, friends, Gonzo G does not like niggers. Why? Because they do stupid shit and I can't stand fucking niggeramas, man. It's so fucking stupid. But we live in this fucking world and we got these fucking nasty ass creatures. But what can we do? I got ideas, but we can't do them. Not yet anyway, so let's continue.
Shit, hit it on.
I'm gonna try this one right
okay,
here.
Go ahead. This is the blue raspberry.
Okay. So let me see. Come on. And I just pull it out like this.
Come on.
Ooh.
Yes, look at this fucking nigger. He's opening his shithole like he's gonna suck a dick. Yeah, he's even sticking out that fucking nasty ass tongue. Enjoy.
Do the juice first.
Where you going, Flat?
Do the juice
first.
Well, what's going on?
Come on, now.
10 July.
Nobody is drinking it like that. Come on.
Yeah, that nigger's drinking that fucking potion thinking it's going to turn him into a white person. Silly nigger. You know you can't do that. But no, I'm fucking a nigger. My fucking IQ is 85 fucking degrees. It's not degrees, it's IQ points, you dumb nigger. But whatever, let's continue.
Okay. He love a Jew. He love a Jew.
Brother, what is giving?
Yes, friends, this is fucking disgusting. Fucking niggers, why are you doing this shit? Yes, fucking wetbacks do some stupid shit too, so don't get me wrong. That's why I could talk shit because I'm a minority. But yeah, at least I'm not a nigger. That's a good thing. If you're black, I'm sorry. Not sorry. Enjoy.
Come on now. No other touch, no other flavor. Baltimore, get ready because I'm coming with a ballot.
So let me guess. This bitch is the one that created this fucking witch's brew. I wonder why she's fat. I wonder. She should have worn a fucking red fucking suit. Then she could look like the Kool-Aid man. Right? But whatever. Let's continue.
I'm coming with a palette for Baltimore and D.C. Come on.
With a nice little flavor on it.
Come on now.
But let me tell y'all something. It's the juice.
Rolling down the street, smoking indoor, sipping on gin and juice, laid back. Got my money on my mind and money on my mind. Yeah, stupid ass niggers. They think this is some kind of alcoholic beverage or some shit. Who knows? If you fucking put some yeast in it, I'm sure it'll fucking ferment. It got enough sugar for it, so yeah, why not, right? Enjoy.
That's what I'm talking about. Y'all stop telling me what to do. I know. Listen, I have blessed hands, you guys. Come on, man.
Baby. Yes, for all you race mixers, even the white people are fucking eating this fucking shit. Yeah, I have another clip of a fucking white bitch doing her ooga booga bitch shit, right? So, enjoy.
Tell them where you're from right now.
I'm from Florida.
Yeah, I didn't know that Florida man's sister is a fucking mud shark. Oh man, fun times indeed. Well, that's what you get for fucking being over there, but whatever. Hey, incidentally, you know that you got AMR, he's gonna be running for Congress over there in Florida? Yeah, AMR, can you take care of this fucking shit? Just saying. Anyways, let's continue. Oh yes, incidentally, if you live in Florida, you should vote for AMR. Yeah, he's better than fucking all the Jewish fucking cocksuckers they got over there. Well, incidentally, they got the Jewish cocksuckers everywhere in the fucking country. So, yeah, in my neck of the woods, it's fucking Jews. So, if you don't like Jews, you better vote for fucking AMR, because he's gonna be fighting against the Jewish scourge. You know, just my little two cents. Why not, right? Yeah, anything to destroy a Jew. Let's do it. But anyways, we're not talking about Jews. We're talking about niggers, so let's roll with this bullshit.
Okay, then.
Hey, man, we out here to Chevron, man. Give us your honest opinion, now.
Oh my god.
There you go, fellas. It's Mud Shark approved. She goes, oh my god! You dumb bitch. Whatever. Enjoy your nigger shit. Whatever. Let's continue.
Oh my god.
1 out of 10.
20.
You gonna pay $20 for this bullshit? Yeah, $20 so you can fucking die of fucking diabetes. Yes. Who wants some of this shit? Yes, now I want to start making this stuff so I can fucking poison these fucking assholes. What do you think, friends? Is it a good idea? Yes? No? Maybe so? I don't know, but let's continue.
Have it 20. Have it good as fuck.
I'll pull up on us, man. My plan. Appreciate you, man.
Oh, yeah. I'm gonna get an alcohol one. It's
fine. Oh, she's gonna fucking eat that shit with some fucking alcohol? Yes, I wonder what she's gonna do after that, huh? Yes, I bet that fucking bitch has like fucking 10 half-breed nigger babies. But whatever, you wanna be doing this shit. Don't worry, friends, I got another clip of a nigger doing some more fucking shit with food. Don't worry, it doesn't involve fucking Kool-Aid or pineapples, but she is fucking a fruity-ass bitch, but let's watch that shit.
And y'all need to stop saying that people is lazy and don't wanna work, cause truth be told, baby, we just tired of being slaves.
Well, according to the Brave browser, that in December 6th of 1865 was the last time niggers were slaves. So, huh, that was, what, 1865, and we're what, in 2026? So when was the last time you were fucking slaves? I doubt it you fucking niggers know how to do fucking work. You people, all you do is just fucking grift. Yes, just like the Somalians. The only difference is your heads are shaped a little bit different than the fucking Somalians. But whatever, let's continue.
All I see is masses and plantations when I look on Indeed.
Well, right now she's doing her little rant about why niggers don't like to work because of slavery, whatever. She's fucking doing some weird shit with these lobster tails. Yeah, she dumped it in some weird liquid. I'm assuming it's butter. And now she's dumping it in fucking hot Cheetos. Fucking A. No wonder why fucking niggers are fucking fat diabetic pieces of shit. Well, let's continue.
Who's gonna do all that work for the amount of money that y'all trying to pay people? And to be honest, it don't take no hour to make no $15.
Agreed, it doesn't take an hour to make fucking $15, But you niggers are fucking stupid. You guys fucking do nothing but dumbass shit. Case in point, look at you. You're doing all that weird shit to that fucking lobster tail. Wow. Wowie wow wow. And also, you're inside your car eating. Why? You don't want to share it with the niggers in your family? You want to eat all this by yourself? What a selfish fucking bitch. But whatever. Let's continue.
GNZ! Keep standing on business, baby! Cause I ain't nothing like a strong mind and some company!
Well, unfortunately, I don't speak Ebonics, so I don't know what the fuck this bitch said. Yeah, do any of you guys speak that shit? Cause I don't. All I heard was click, click, click. I don't know, man. Fucking niggas are dumb. But yet they're promoting these bastards. Why? Because Jews. Enjoy.
Okay. Out of control, baby. Out of control.
No, bitch. You're the one that's out of control. Look at that fucking thing. Yeah, she got the lobster tail and she breaded it with fucking hot Cheetos. Yeah. Don't forget the Louisiana hot sauce, you fucking cunt. Enjoy.
Ooh.
Yes, this bitch, she's eating in her car and you could hear the fucking rain fucking just dropping down. You could hear the fucking drops. Yeah, like how fucking all those fucking Cheeto chips are just falling down to fucking from her chin down to your fucking shirt. Yeah, at least wear a fucking bib. Don't forget to vacuum your car after you're done eating, you fucking fat swine. Fucking disgusting ass bitch. Yes, and she believes that she's beautiful, that she's God's gift to men, I bet. And she's gonna say, oh yes, pick a fold and fuck it. Ugh, gross. You gonna fuck a fucking sweaty ass fold? Enjoy.
Baby, I don't know. What you say?
Oink. Oink, I say. This bitch is a fucking pig. You're going, just fucking gorging on that fucking breaded fucking lobster tail. You're a fucking gross ass pig. Yeah, are you getting ready to fucking suck at your little piglets, you fucking fat swine? Whatever. Let's continue. Enjoy.
Baby.
Wow, being black and being a woman, that's a fucking double negative. Yeah, that's like being a trans man. Yeah, you get the worst of both worlds. Fucking women, the dumb shit that they do, and then this one's a fucking black woman. Wow. Well, enjoy, friends. This is the shit that you have to deal with. So what are you gonna do? I know. You level up and get stronger. So like that, when the war starts, we get to clean this up. And then we could pick up the pieces and rebuild. So don't die on me, friends. Remember, your DNA is going to be worth a lot in the future. Right now it's not worth shit, but, you know, it is what it is. So let's continue. Well, just by looking at this nigger, she was talking shit about slavery, but what is she doing? Nothing but stupid shit. In my opinion, I think niggers do need to be slaves, because they need structure in their life. Because without structure, they do nothing but dumbass shit. Right? Look at her. Is she doing anything productive besides stuffing her face? Is that productive? No, not in my opinion, unless fucking getting fat is a fucking goal. Well, I guess to her it is, so whatever. Let's continue.
Baby.
God damn, you're so fucking disgusting. How retarded are you? Do you hear how she fucking gorgeous? She's all... God damn it, man. It's not a fucking penis, you fucking disgusting pig. Fucking chew fucking quieter and chew with your mouth closed, you fucking filthy ass beast. But no, people think this is fucking cool and fucking awesome. No, nigger, you're not fucking cool. You're not awesome. You're just a stupid ass piece of shit. Get a fucking job, or at least go find yourself a man that'll take care of you. Yes, but they're promoting these fucking creatures. Why? Because they want us to be broken and unstable. Enjoy!
Now this lobster ain't do nothing to nobody.
Yeah, and you're ravaging that poor little creature, you fucking soulless fucking ghoul. Yeah, poor lobster, they didn't do nothing to you. But you, being the nigger that you are, just going, nah, 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 nah. I hope you choking on, you fat bitch. Enjoy.
Mm-mm-mm-mm. Hold on, y'all.
Yeah, look at her. Look at the blank stare in her fucking eyes. Yeah, you think she has any fucking rational thought going into her fucking brain? No, I bet she runs nothing but an instinct. Yeah, she feels like fucking hungry, she goes eat. She feels like taking a shit, she goes takes a shit. She feels horny, then she goes fuck. Yeah, fucking A. This fucking creature is disgusting and wrong. But they promote these creatures, so what are you gonna do? Oh man, all you gotta do is endure, friends, because you can't do nothing. Not yet anyways, so enjoy. Oh yes, friends, remember, this is for entertainment purposes only. These are my delusionals. You should go ahead and go around hitting fucking niggers with bats and see what's inside their fucking skulls. Yeah, incidentally, niggers think that white people have golden nuggets in their skull. Yeah, that's one of the reasons why they're killing fucking white people. Yes, what do niggers have in their fucking skull? Crack them open, I bet you find nothing but shit. Enjoy!
Baby.
Yes, friends, do you find this woman attractive? Her fucking eating skills that make your penis tingle? Well, it shouldn't, because if it does, you got serious issues, friend, and you need to go see some fucking psychological help or something, because fucking A, I can't help you. Maybe Jesus will help you. I doubt it. Enjoy!
Mm-hmm. What you say? Mm-mm-mm-mm. Baby?
Yes, friends. Unfortunately, they're turning all these countries into fucking multicultural fucking melting pots. Yeah, all this homogenous things, whatever they call them. Yeah, they're turning white countries into fucking dark countries. Yeah, they want to turn everything into the dark continent. Is that fun? For some people, no. For other people, yes. But you gotta tell these people to fuck right off. We don't want your kind. No, friends, the world is getting really fucked up. Yes, we just gotta endure this thing and level up, because if we don't, it's gonna be really fucked up. And you need to survive, friend, so we can start repopulating the world with fucking good people. Not these fucking trashy ass goblins. But yes, friends, it's just that we live in a fucked up dark time. We just gotta get over this hump. And once we get over this fucking hump, it's gonna be right as rain. So you be strong, and I'll talk to you guys later. Goodbye, friends.
Several men in California are planning to sue Fannie Mae Con after getting lung infections from drinking foot juice sold by female cosplayers. The incident reportedly happened during Fannie Mae Con 2026 Inches San Jose, where a group of female cosplayers began selling cups of red drink for $15, but the drink came with a strange twist. The women would place their feet inside the drink, and when a man paid, they would lift their feet out and let the liquid drip down from their feet for him to drink. The stunt quickly pulled in a large crowd, many people paid to try it, and the cosplayers reportedly made thousands of dollars in just a few hours. But after the event ended, some of the first men who drank it began coughing heavily and feeling pain and discomfort in their lungs. After going to the hospital, they were diagnosed with fungal lung infections and told they needed to stay for treatment. Now, several of the men say they regret taking part and are preparing to sue the event organizers for medical costs. They argue that Fannie Mae Con should have stopped the activity before it became a health risk. What do you think?